Hey everybody, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today we're talking about Minute 13. The minute starts with Deckard shooting way too big of a shot of whiskey.
And, no such thing.
Yeah, could be. And it then continues on with he and Bryant discussing why Deckard's been summoned. Sandra, what did you think of Minute 13?
It's good. You finally get some, like, real dialogue. So, you know, the last thing we had heard was Deckard saying embarrassing about the skin jobs being loose here.
Don't call them that.
That's what he calls them.
Don't call them that.
Okay, the replicants. Yeah. And Emmett Walsh says,
Brian,
no.
You can call him Brian.
Bryant says, I think of Bryant Park, so it's difficult for me to keep saying that.
You can call Bryant.
Says, no, because you're going to catch him. And nobody's ever going to know.
Nobody's going to find out, yeah.
And then he's like, I don't work here. So why doesn't Deckard work there anymore? Was he fired? Did he quit? Because he's like, go send whoever it is that he said to go get them.
Can't be an easy job.
And Emmett Bryant says, I can't send that person.
He says, ask Holden. He's good.
Ask Holden.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like Holden. It sounds like, ask Holden. Ask Holden.
He says, send Holden. He's good. He said, he can breathe okay as long as you don't unplug him. Which is one of my favorite. This is one of my.
So is he a robot too?
Oh, right, right. No. I think I'm assuming that's the guy. We don't know yet, but I'm assuming that Holden is the guy that just got shot by Leon.
That's why they need him, because that was the last Blade Runner.
It sounds like Holden was a Blade Runner, and he found himself one of them replicants in Leon. Looks like Leon's the replicant. So things are starting to.
We don't know that yet. We don't have any of that clues.
No,
I didn't say
that's what happened. I didn't say that's who they are. I'm saying it looks like that the guy.
Only because this ends on a video, like a shot of
Leon,
and it says VK test. So right. You know the void comp test.
Well, he's about to say
some numbers, but we don't know.
We didn't hear void comp yet.
No, it says it on the screen. VK.
It says VK.
Yeah.
It doesn't say void comp.
But it says VK test.
Bryant's about to tell him. I had Holden go down. And
why do you keep jumping ahead?
I love these scenes. These scenes are great. These are my scenes.
You're terrible at this.
I love them.
Stick to the minute.
Shoots his big old
shot.
The
next time we do this, we have to do it for a movie that you haven't seen yet.
There was a sequel.
We're gonna do the Deadpool minute.
Interracial mother lovers. I think the 14th one. I haven't seen that one. Do you want to do that one? Interracial mother lovers minute, part 14.
Moving on. So, Deckard doesn't really want to do it. You can see he doesn't want to be part of this. We don't know why. And then you get Gaff in the background, who calmly makes an origami rooster.
I put chicken.
It could be a chicken. Maybe it's a chicken. He makes a little thing of origami out of a random piece of paper.
Puts it next to the dirty, dirty ashtray.
You know how tough it is to make origami anything, especially just from your brain? Like what? Is that the only animal he makes? Does he make lots of different things? Origami is tough.
You made me an origami unicorn.
Yeah, and you know how hard that was? How many versions I had to do to make it?
I framed it. It's over my desk.
You didn't frame it. I framed it.
Well, I hung it.
You hung it over the desk.
I hung it over the
desk. I made it. I even had to find that font to make it look all old-timey.
So Bryant's telling Deckard, this is what I got. I got these foreskin jobs. I need you to go.
You said don't call them that.
Air them out. I said Bryant said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling them that. Bryant is. Deckard is just enthusiastic. He's like, yeah, well, give me a gun. Let's go kill some robots, right?
He says he doesn't want to do it. We already established that.
Oh, he did?
Why are you repeating what we just said?
What happened? He says, I was quit when I came in here. I'm twice as quit now. Oof.
Quit when I came in
here. Oh, I can't wait till I retire.
Why did he quit?
I don't know, man. It's got to be rough, though. I mean, even though you're killing replicants, and they're, you know, somewhere between a robot and a human, it's still a thing, walking around, taking a sip of water, playing
in
the park.
Do they need to drink water?
And then you're coming up to them, and
Do they need to drink water?
Whatever.
I'm asking.
I don't know. They're blending in, is my point. You're not going to see a replicant. I'm assuming, like, look, Leon is probably a replicant. That's probably what they're trying to tell us. He's just working at the Tyrell building. Who knows what he's doing? He's probably mopping up or
there
something like that.
There has to be times when
you come up to him, you shoot him in the head. Because he's not allowed.
There has to be times where you... Where is the line between what's a replicant and what's a human? Like, I understand that they have these tests. But what if you just get someone who's a sociopath who doesn't have those empathetic responses?
Well, I don't mean to move forward to talk about, you know...
Then don't.
But I think that's the point of the movie. I think the whole purpose of this film
is, what's the line?
Is to question...
So then let's question it. Humanity. Let's question the humanity. Did it start to bother him that the line between replicant and human was so fine? Did he start to question whether some of his retirements were actual? Do they like go back and check the bodies?
I don't know, but I'll tell you who doesn't care. Captain Bryant. Because you know what he says to Deckard? As Deckard's about to turn around and leave, he says, if you're not cop, you're little people. You got no choice. So for Bryant, he doesn't... You're either with him, finishing this job.
Well, cop and little people. Little people doesn't necessarily mean replicant. It just means...
I didn't say that. Jesus, you're misinterpreting every single goddamn thing I'm saying.
No.
For the last 3 weeks.
No.
Or 4 weeks.
Because it's what you're saying.
It's not what I'm saying.
It's totally what you're saying.
I'm saying Bryant doesn't care.
Bryant doesn't care if he's... Bryant just wants the job done.
Exactly.
Because most people see... I'm not talking about everyone else. I'm talking... Before I was talking about Deckard. Deckard probably started to question the things he was doing. Most people probably don't question it. Maybe because they're not in the thick of it. They don't question whether it is actually a replicant or do replicants have any rights. When we start to talk about computer systems and we start talking about artificial intelligence, I think therefore I am. If they can think for themselves... Doesn't that give something the right to life? Like, what is life?
So we created something to make our lives easier.
Yes.
We made a toaster to toast our bread. All of a sudden, the toaster starts talking to me. It's really hot in here. You think you can unplug me for a little while and leave me outside? I'm going to take that toaster. I'm going to punt it out the window because I only brought you into my... Besides the fact that it scares the shit out of me, I only brought you into my house to do this duty.
Don't
I
wasn't say looking, that in front of the dog.
I wasn't looking to take on another friend or a kid or something Don't. Like that. So, yeah... If the AIs start to try to assimilate, try to blend in, try to just live their lives like normal people, I'll be all for putting an end to that.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying some people here don't even feel like they are alive, so there is no putting an end to it. You're saying if they start to be smart and think for themselves, you're going to get rid of them. But they're like, those aren't even things. To you, it would be a living thing that you need to get rid of. But the people in this world don't think of them as living things.
Well, that's have no right to life. That's just an extension of what I said. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the core of what I said, which is basically you're not a living thing. You weren't born. You're not a friend or someone I met. You're not a person.
Well, what is you're born?
Just, you can when a man and a woman love each other.
That's our
they
definition
hold hands
of it.
And the
what
stork
if there are
comes
aliens,
and brings them
the species
baby?
That aren't born that way? Like
then they're not my problem. I don't want.
But
I got
are
enough.
They? Are they still alive?
No.
Listen, plants don't come into this world the same way we do, and they're still alive.
Plants ain't gonna pay my rent.
I didn't say a cow is either, but a cow is alive, right?
Cow can pay my rent.
Cow cannot pay your
rent. I can
rent.
Trade meat for lodging.
If you kill it first.
Yeah. So
but that's not
a
cow.
What are you talking
I'm talking about?
About
a living cow. But then we start talking about grass that screams, so let's not go with the grass that screams.
Great quotes in this minute. Love this minute. Love this whole scene.
Let's quit.
With I was quit when I came in here. I'm twice as quit now. I said that at IHOP this morning because I wasn't that hungry. And then I ate too much corned beef hash.
You actually ordered less than you usually order, and I was really impressed with
you. Yeah, and I was like, I'm twice as quit now. And then we left for like a $9 tip or $8. What are we doing?
I don't know, like $7 or $8.
We're good people. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
Later.
So for